Yes, I did. The guy gave me another 10% off of it and everything else like that. And I got my bonus check, and it was okay. And I thought, you know what? I never really bought anything really big and nice for just myself, so I did. So we shall see. I mean, I researched the heck out of the company, and it doesn't look like much, but the reviews on it are fantastic. You know, I asked AI what they thought of the company, and they called them a gold star platinum dealer or what have you and everything else. So I thought, okay. And then he told me that he had a significant municipal order for the same type of radios, and he could just piggyback mine off there, and he'd give me another 10 points. And I said, all right, yeah, let's go ahead for it. So one of two things are going to happen. I'm either going to be really, really happy or really, really bummed, but we shall see. He said between 2 and 8 weeks, he says with Tate, he said you just never know. So I did, and I got it with two, I can do two bands at one time, and I can change them. You know, the license key is like, you can either do one, get one license key for one band, you can get one license key for two bands, one license key for four bands, you know, which is kind of funny because I don't need the third band, which is 7-800, but if you wanted the 900, you have to buy the 7-800. So, but I mean, or you could use, you know, VHF and 900. Or UHF and VHF, or VHF and 900. And you just push in another code plug. It's just how many will the radio allow you to push into it at one time. That's what the difference is. So, and then of course the, you know, analog, digital. That's included anyways, unless you want P25 trunking, and there's an extra charge for that. And I'll never need that either.
Okay, is it a remote test?